So turning to motorsport next, and Lismore's Jen Houlihan recently won the Class 8 final at the Ladies and Junior National Autograss Finals in Hereford in the UK. She is the first person from the West Waterford Autograss Club to win a national title. And I'm very glad to say that Jen joins me on the line now. And Jen, for people like myself who aren't that familiar with the sport, can you explain what is autograss racing?
Okay, well, basically, autograss racing is races on tracks of roughly 400 metres. It's on grass or mud surfaces, and some tracks even turn to polish, which would be near a tarmac surface. And then to race on each surface, each car needs to be set up to suit the track conditions. There's grids of 8 in a race. Usually you'd have 3 heats, and then you qualify for a final.
And what sort of cars do you use for these races, Jen?
Basically, there's 11 different classes. So you could have a car, juniors might have, they'd have a junior buggy built up, or they might have a little micra, they can have a mini. And then the adults can go as far as you can start in a class one, that would be like a micra. And then you can go up to the bigger classes and you'd have a special buggy built, and you could have like, start off at a 1 litre engine, you can go up to V8 engines, you can go up to twin bike engines. So basically there's a load of different cars and a load of different classes.
And how did you get involved in autograss in the first place, Jen?
Well, my whole family was involved, so I would have been involved at a very, very young age. And then when I was 12, I was able to start racing.
Wow, so you've been racing from the age of 12?
Yeah, basically I did it from when I was 12 till 17. And then I kind of had to go to college and get a road car. So I came out of it for a few years. And then I went back into it in 2016.
And what attracted you to the sport, Jen?
It's such an atmosphere, such a family sport. There's so many people involved. It's just brilliant all around.
Yeah. And who have been the biggest influences on your career to date?
Well, my parents got me into the sport. And then my brothers got me in. Basically, they got me into it big time, and then my cousins would be very involved as well, so they got me in as well.
And Jen, is there any other people that you'd like to mention?
Well, there's one very important person I must mention, and that's my partner, Adam Kavanagh. And he's from Mellery Autos, and he'd be my biggest helper and my biggest sponsor, I suppose you could even call him. And only for him, to be honest with you, I wouldn't be competing at such a high level. And then there's two other people, one younger brother, one older brother, Jack Hoolan Carpentry and Construction and P&R Transport. And they've helped me out a big time this year now to be able to compete so good as well.
Is there a real adrenaline rush, Jen, when you take to the track?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Yeah. Like the feeling is just something else. Like you're out there, you're thinking about nothing else. You're just thinking about getting to the first corner, and then if you're in front, all you think about is not spinning out and keeping going.
And as I mentioned earlier, you won the Class 8 final at the Ladies and Junior National Autograss Finals in Hereford. How competitive is that championship, Jen?
Oh, it's extremely competitive. So, like, there would be 40 entries in the Class 8 ladies. And then, so out of them 40, then you'd have 3 heats. So, basically, you need to be getting first, seconds and thirds in your heats to have enough points to get to the final, and then 8 people compete in the final.
And what do you remember about that final, Jen?
I just remember watching the races before me, and we got to the final and I got to the line, and I just remember, I need to go, I need to get this, I want this.
Describe the feeling when you saw the checkered flag and you knew that you'd won it.
Oh, it was just, I can't even describe the feeling. It was something else. Like, it's just so much pride, so much joy. Just unbelievable.
I was watching one of the races on the West Waterford Autograss Facebook page, and there seemed to be great excitement among the crowd. Did you have family and friends over, Jen?
Oh, family and friends were over, and it was so big for our club, West Waterford Autograss, because it's the first time anyone has won a nationals. So there's history after being made, like, so the club is just ecstatic about the whole thing.
And what has been the reaction locally to your success, Jen, over the past few days?
Oh, unbelievable. Everybody's just coming up congratulating me, and they're just all delighted.
And was your phone melted with all the messages coming in?
Yeah, absolutely melted. I need a new phone.
And how many other competitors from West Waterford were over at that competition?
Oh, there was a good few. There was more than usual now. Like this year is becoming big for everybody going over across the water competing. There was juniors, there was other ladies' classes.
And what's the next race that you're going to be competing in, Jen?
The next one now is this weekend. We're over in Border Counties in the UK again. And that's the final round of the British Autograss Series. So that'll be the final one of the UK this round. And then the following weekend, we're back to West Waterford Autograss. That's in Ballysagard. It's our local club. And the big one there is the Irish fastest person on grass. So that's the 24th and 25th of September. It'll start about 11 a.m. and that'll be a big event as well.
And where are you ranked at the moment in that British Autograss Series?
I'm fifth at the minute now. So if I wanted to get up to fourth even, I'd probably need good results in all the races, first and seconds.
And how many races will you be competing in over the weekend?
Over the weekend, there'll be three heats there again and then a final. So it'll be, first of all, try to get to the final and then try to get on good.
And you mentioned the Irish fastest person on grass event on the 24th and 25th. Jen, how big is that going to be?
That's going to be a big event. There'll be probably 100 to 200 cars at it. It's usually a big event in Ballysagard.
Great stuff. Well, Jen Houlihan, I wish you continued success. Thanks a million for your time today.
Perfect. Thanks a million.
On the ball on WLR. First for Waterford Sport.
Well, turning to golf, and Shane Lowry captured the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth yesterday. The Offaly man shot a closing round of 65 to finish one clear of Rory McIlroy, and Lowry gave his reaction to Sky Sports.
Means a lot. It means a lot. It's been, it's been a good year, but I felt like I've been close a few times, and I felt like, you know, I've only got a few tournaments left this season, and I really wanted to try and win one, and obviously this one is right up there at the top of the list. I love it here. I've contended in the past, and even going down the back nine on today, I was like, you know, the bad shots that I've hit over the years in contention actually started to creep into my head. It's amazing what this game does, but I'm so happy. Like, I'm honestly, words can't put into how much I'm, you know, how happy I am, how much this means to me, how much I love this tour, how much I love this tournament, and I'm the happiest man in the world right now.
John Rahm posted 1600,
yeah.
1600 halfway through your round, essentially. Yeah. Can you tell us what you were thinking and feeling as your back nine was unfolding, chasing that target?
Yeah, I remember Alex Noren did it to me 1 year, and he the year he won, he went out early and shot 62, and that came into my head. And I then, you know, I was trying to, I got to 16, and I was trying to get past that, but then I had to, you know, worry about Rory behind me because he could do anything down the last few holes, with how good he is. But I just tried my best. I just tried to hit shots. I said to my coach this morning, I need to just allow myself to play golf today. I'm playing the best golf of my life. I need to just allow myself to do that, and I did that.
Winning is always an emotional experience. We can see that from your reaction. Were the circumstances this tournament was played in, did they heighten those emotions?
I think so, yeah. I think so. I made no secrets as to how I feel about the whole thing at the start of the week. And I wanted to go out and win this tournament for myself, first and foremost. But I think for this tour and, you know, everyone that has stayed loyal to this tour and everyone that's done everything for this tour, I really feel like, this is one for the good guys.
It certainly was one for the good guys. Congratulations,
Thanks.
Shane. Well
Cheers.
Played.
Thank you.
Well, that's all for this edition of On the Ball. I'll be back on Friday evening for your weekly GAA show, Lorna Parka. Thanks so much for tuning in. Slán go fóill.
On the Ball on WLR. First for Waterford Sport.